The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
To Today in Sports Betting for Thursday, May the 5th. I'm your host, as always, Doug Reed, and you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to get any comments, thoughts, feedback you have, and please go to your podcast provider and rate and review the show. Ideally, 5 stars would help, but any feedback is appreciated. So if you could, that would be great. Before I get going here, I just want to talk a little about what we're doing at Sports Ethos. A lot of things going on. We are really expanding and a lot of exciting things going on. We've had a lot of success in our wagering department. So if you're not already a member, check us out. Go to sportsethos.com. You can see some of our packages there. You can see that, well, you won't see, but in the month of April alone, our wagering group was up 38.62 units just on baseball and NBA. We're also up another handful of units in tennis and Aussie Rules football. We've got a lot going on there. And for $15 a month, you can get our wager pass, which gets access to all our handicappers, all the games we're on every day. You get anything at this time of year, you're getting anything from probably 7 or 8 to 20 plays a day across all those sports. In the MLB, for example, myself and Blake LaWatch, who are two MLB experts, we were 56 and 51 in the month of April. Up 10.36 units. In the NBA, we're 76 and 60, up 28.26 units. So those sports alone got you over 38 units of profit. So just a little feedback for those who aren't on our wager pass yet. I highly recommend going and checking us out at sportsethos.com. You can get our wager pass. You can get our DFS. You can get our fantasy options, all great information and at a very reasonable price. Also, as we get started, I want to remind you of our partners at Thrive Fantasy. You prop up with Thrive. You go to their mobile app, THRIVE, or thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, ETHOS, get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 or 2 or 4 free game tickets. Basically, pick the player props and the biggest names playing every night, score prop points when those props hit. And the players with the most points at the end of the night share the nightly prize. If you're looking for information, especially in basketball, you can go to our Sports Ethos DFS team. You can get lots of information for DFS there, but obviously on props. Or you can check out our Fantasy Ethos Fantasy BB Twitter account. We're giving lots of information. And Joe Arrico has a great daily baseball pod. Goes over fantasy baseball, goes over DFS. Great information. He's been doing a fantastic job, doing well in DFS as well. So if you're looking at Thrive, it's a great way to get some resources from us at Ethos, from our DFS team for basketball or for baseball. So again, that's thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS for a deposit match bonus. Also, as I mentioned, our Ethos Fantasy BB baseball account. We also have an Ethos Fantasy FB for football. Account just started up, and we've got a new pod. I'll get to that a little more on future shows. But between basketball, baseball and football. We've got regular Twitter accounts regularly giving you out information, lineup changes, thoughts, commentary, some free plays. So we've got a lot going on at Ethos these days, and a lot of information out there. And again, very cheap, very reasonable. If you're just into wagering, you can grab our wager pass for $15 a month and get a ton of access to our handicappers. So highly recommend you check that out. So we will hit the boards tonight. Lots of playoff basketball, some playoff basketball, some playoff hockey, and a fair bit of Major League Baseball games on the card, which we will break down in a second. Okay, just had to fire up my screen again there, so we should be good. In the NBA, we've got two games on the card tonight. The Heat are in Philly for game three of that series. The Heat are up 2-0. Both games in Miami to start. The Heat won 106-92, total of 198, and they won 119-103 for a total of 222. Tonight's game, the Heat are one-point favorites. You can get the total of 210.5. For the Heat, we have a bunch of question marks beside Hero, Lowry, Strauss, and P.J. Tucker. And for Philadelphia, although the injury report does not have Embiid playing, there is some thought that he might be playing. And I think because his number is so close, it's expected that he will. I would still be on the Heat. I'm not on this game yet, but I would lean to the Heat laying a point on the road. If Lowry, I think Lowry's out for sure. He's listed as questionable. But if Hero or Lowry are back in, I'd definitely be on the Heat. In 210.5, these totals went to 198 and 222. So pretty much falling right in the middle there. I would lean the under. Both teams are good defensively, especially if Embiid's in the lineup. Yeah, he had some more scoring, but he also had a defensive presence that wasn't there in the first two games. So I would lean to the under and the Heat laying the point. The next game is in Dallas. This series is also 2-0 with Phoenix up 2-0. The Suns won the first game 121-114, so a total of 235. They won the second game 129-109, so a total of 238. You can get the Suns minus one and a total here of 220. So the Suns won by seven, they won by 20. The totals were 235 and 238. You're looking at 220. I would lean the Suns here. Laying a point in the road, I am happy to get them. I would probably have them about a 2 or 3 point favorite. So I'm on this. I'm actually going to be on the Suns laying a point on the road. Can Luka win a game or two at home? Absolutely he can, the way he's been playing. But I just think Phoenix is on a roll and they should be able to cover. It's basically a pick 'em game. So laying a point, I got minus 105. I took the Suns in this game. So two games in the NBA, leaning the Heat, leaning the under of 210.5. I'm on the Suns minus one, total of 220. I would actually lean the over there. I'm not on that, but I would lean the over. Like I said, the first one was 235, second one was 238. Both teams are very strong offensively. Play an above average pace, so I have the ability to put up points, but staying away from the total on that one. So we'll take a quick break, and when we get back, we will hit the Major League Baseball card and then on to the NHL playoffs.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome back. On the diamond, we have 10 games from this afternoon and the rest in the evening. We start in Boston, where the Red Sox host the LA Angels. Ohtani is on the hill for the Angels, and Rich Hill is the starter, but probably won't go long for the Red Sox. You can get the Angels at minus 130, the Bo Sox at plus 110. The total here is 8. I would lean the Angels. Ohtani's just been pitching well. I don't trust Rich Hill. If you listen to my show the last few weeks, I'm not a Rich Hill fan. He's had a very solid career, but I just think he has lost it at this stage, to be perfectly honest with you. So I would lean the Angels. Minus 130 might be a little much. Definitely a lean there. In the 8, I would look to the under. Ohtani has been pitching fantastic. Boston has a good lineup, a better lineup in my opinion, but they haven't been clicking so far. And while LA seemed to wake up last week, I still passed Ohtani, Trout, and Rendon. I don't necessarily trust them. They always put up big numbers. So I would lean to under the 8 and the Angels at minus 130. Not on either, though. Next game, we travel to Milwaukee with the ice-cold Cincinnati Reds. You can get them at plus 205 on the money line. You can get the Brewers at minus 245. Total here is 7.5. Cincinnati's rookie Hunter Green goes, and Milwaukee has Adrian Hauser. I like Milwaukee here. Laying 245 is just too much for me. And I think they win. I think they win easy. 7.5 is a total. I would probably lean to the over. I think Hunter Green, Milwaukee's been hitting a little better lately. I think Green gives up a few runs. The question is Cincy's offense. They've just been dreadful. I think they can get the Hauser, but they just haven't gotten anybody lately. So I'm not touching this. 7.5 is a low total. But, you know, you need Milwaukee to probably put up 5 or 6 runs in Cincinnati to contribute 2 or 3. And I'm not sure that that second part of that equation is going to happen. So it's a stay away for me. Third game sees the Nats in Colorado. You get Washington at plus 120 in the money line, Colorado minus 140. Washington has Aaron Sanchez going. Colorado starts Antonio Senzatella. I like Colorado here, and this is more of – well, this is two angles here. Colorado has been hitting well this year and playing above expectations, but especially at home. They're always a better team at home. And Washington, their lineup really is fairly weak other than Soto, obviously. So I have a hard time backing them. And Aaron Sanchez has just had such an up and down career. I can't really back him either. And Senzatella tends to pitch a little better in Colorado, if you can use the term better for any pitcher in Colorado, than he does on the road. But at minus 140, that's a little rich for me. So I was looking at the -1.5 on the run line. I can get that at plus 140. Colorado covered that. I was on them on the run line yesterday and they covered. So I would look to that. I'm not 100% I'm going to be on that, but plus 140 is a pretty nice number for Colorado to win and win by 1.5. Next game of the night is in Toronto. We get the Blue Jays. Sorry, it's not Toronto. It's in Cleveland. The Blue Jays driving to Cleveland. You have the Jays starting Jose Berrios, a right-hander, and Cleveland comes with Aaron Civale, their right-hander. You can get the Jays at around -150 and the Guardians at plus 130. Total here is 8. I like the Jays to win. Berrios has had a terrible first outing, but he's looked very solid since. And Civale, is not one I like to back. He has some spurts where he pitches well, but I think he's very average. He's pitched, I guess, a few games well this year, but I don't think he's the ace that they're – or close to ace that they're number two maybe that they're hoping for. So I would lean the Jays, but at minus 150, I can't touch that. So I'm looking at Toronto at -1.5. You can get that at plus 108. I found that on FanDuel at plus 108. So I'm actually on that. I'm on the Jays -1.5 at plus 108. Over the Cleveland Guardians. Total is 7.5. 7.5, actually, I see it up to 8. You can get plus at 8 at plus 100, 7.5, a little less than that. The Jays' offense always has ability to put up runs, but they haven't been scoring a lot lately, so I'm going to stay away from that total. Take the Jays on the run line, -1.5. You can get it at plus 108. Next game is the Mets at the Phillies. You can get the Mets and Taijuan Walker at plus 135, or the Phillies and Aaron Nola at minus 155. Total here is 8. I'm not on this game. Mets have been hitting well. I would actually lean towards the Mets, if anything, getting this plus money. Just Taijuan Walker always scares me. Aaron Nola has not been great in the last couple of years. Very inconsistent. He'll throw up a 7 to 8 inning, 2 or 3 hit game, one run, no one runs, and then he'll reverse it the next game and go 3 or 4 innings and give up 3 or 4 runs. So the way the Mets have been hitting, I'm not really interested in betting against them, but getting them at plus 135, there might be some value there. So I might consider that, but I'm not on it. And a total of 8. You can get the 8, I'm seeing about plus 115, pardon me, minus 115, minus 120. You can get the under at around even money. Don't want to touch that, though, because if Nola does pitch well, he could keep the game under. But if he struggles a little, and Taijuan Walker, I'm not a huge fan of, and Philly's lineup's got the ability to put up big numbers as well. So I'm going to stay away from the total there. Look to the Mets, leaning to the Mets at plus 135. Next game has the Twins at Baltimore to play the Orioles. The Twins start... Just pulling this up here. Twins start righty Chris Archer, and the O's start righty Spencer Watkins. Now, both these guys have pitched fairly well this year, and I don't understand it. I'm not a believer in either of them. I'm not a believer in the Chris Archer comeback tour here, although he's proven me wrong so far. And Spencer Watkins is a young pitcher, but not a lot there, I don't think. And Baltimore's lineup is atrocious. Now, they throw... three lefties out there in their starting lineup against Archer and against Watkins. Miami's got, he's a righty. They've got Minnesota. 1, 2, 3, 4 lefties and a switch hitter. So they're kind of split down the middle. I like Minnesota here as a better team, but I just think Archer's going to blow up along the line somewhere. And at plus 135, I would lean to Baltimore, but that's not enough to get me there. The over 8.5 is something I might look at, but Baltimore's offense, they woke up a little recently, but I'm just not on Baltimore's offense. I still think they're one of the worst teams in baseball. Them, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati's looking worse than anybody. I didn't really necessarily see that coming at the start of the year, especially playing in their park. But I still think Baltimore and Pittsburgh are two of the weakest offenses, so I'm not sure they can get over that 8.5 total. Next game has Detroit in Houston. The Tigers throw lefty Tarik Skubal, and the Astros counter with righty Jose Urquidy. You can get the Tigers plus 135. You can get Urquidy and the Astros at minus 155. The total here is 8. I like the Astros here. Their bats have woken up a little. Altuve was back, but then he had an unfortunate foul ball that cut him in the nether regions, and he was pulled from the game. So I'm not sure he's going to be back in the lineup. But they've been hitting well lately. Now, Skubal is a lefty, which is a challenge because – Jordan Alvarez has really hit well in the last week or so, and Kyle Tucker woke up from his early season slumber, and he's been crushing the ball. Both of those guys are lefties, though. But Houston throws out. If Altuve does lean off, he's a righty at the top of the lineup. Then you got Brantley, who can hit everybody. Bregman's a righty. He seems to be selling out for power, but he still does a pretty good job at it. Alvarez is a lefty. Gurriel, righty. Tucker, lefty. Then you got Chaz McCormick, Jeremy Pena, and Martin Maldonado at the bottom of the lineup, all righties for Houston. So I like Houston. I'm not sold on Skubal yet. He's had a couple good outings, had a couple average outings. His numbers across the board are decent, but I can't take Houston at minus 155. So I am looking at them on the run line, minus 15, plus 130. I think that's where the value is. They have the ability to put up runs. If they can get past Skubal and get to the middle of their bullpen, or even the end of the Tigers' bullpen, I think they could put up some late runs. So I would lean this game Houston on the run line, minus 135, around plus 130. I think I saw plus 135, even up to plus 138, actually, at Bet River. So maybe look at around that. Next game of the night should be, I think, an interesting pitching duel. Miami Marlins are in San Diego. You get Miami's throwing their young lefty, Jesus Luzardo, a bit of a reclamation project, but he's done quite well. And Nick Martinez is on the hill for San Diego, back from Japan. Signed him to, I think, a 3 or 4 year contract. So they see something there. And he's pitched well so far this year and proven their research right. So he's a righty on the mound for the Padres. You can get, basically, this is a coin flip. You get minus 110 for the Marlins, minus 110 for the Padres. 7.5 is a total. At first, I was thinking maybe the under. But a reclamation project versus a guy coming back from Japan. So both guys have been doing well. Not really sure that one of them isn't potentially up for a bad game here. Padres lineup's been hitting well. Miami's been doing Miami things, kind of hot and cold. Never really loved the back there lineup, but they have enough hitters there that they can score a few runs. So not on the total, not on the total. And so far, not on the side. I want to take Lizardo because he's been pitching well, but I just think Miami's lineup doesn't compete with San Diego. So I'm going to stay away from this game. You can get the Padres at -1.5 +180. I mean, that's a huge number. I just don't know that they can win by two runs. The second last game of the night sees Tampa Bay in Seattle. Battle of the hard-throwing lefties. This should be a fun game to watch. Young Shane McClanahan is on the hill for Tampa. Their young lefty who's been doing really well. I think he leads the major leagues in strikeouts right now, or he did a couple days ago after his last start. And Robbie Ray, Seattle's big free agent signing, hit their lefty, is on the hill as well. He pitched decent last game, but he's really struggled. He seems to be walking guys again, which was always his Achilles heel. So both these guys are prone to giving up long balls. They're big strikeout pitchers, but prone to long balls. McClanahan hasn't really had this a lot this year, but he struggled a little bit with it. If there's any blemish on his resume, he was walking a few guys last year and then giving up a home run with runners on base. And that's always been Robbie Ray's, like I said, Achilles heel. So if he's walking guys the way he has at the rate he has this year, he could struggle with that again. And he doesn't – and both these lineups have been doing well. I mean, Tampa's lineup's been hitting – and Seattle's line has been fairly consistent. So I think they could put up some runs. Now, the total here is 6.5. So I was looking at the over, but it's a -120. I don't want to touch that. 6.5, you can get the under around +100. And, I think it'll be a pitcher's duel, but the way these guys give up home runs, 6.5 is a pretty easy number to get over if either of them are not on their game. As you dig a little deeper, you can get the Rays at -1.5 on the run line at +140. There might be some value there. So just to look at McClanahan's numbers, his expected WOBA is very strong at .292. His expected batting average is very strong at .215. His K percentage, 39.3. So he's striking out almost 40% of batters. Compare that to Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray's K percentage is 20.8, which is very league average, maybe a little bit above league average, but nowhere close. His walk percentage is 9.6, which is kind of, again, league average-ish. McClanahan's walk percentage is a solid 6.5, so he hasn't run into problems that much this year, like I was saying. So his numbers on StatCast pages jump out at you as having a very good year, much better than Robbie Ray's. And I think Robbie Ray's going to struggle. As you look at the lineups, this is typical Tampa Bay. So if Robbie Ray's a lefty, you've got a right-handed heavy or switch-hitting heavy lineup. You've got seven guys that are batting from the right-handed side of the plate to start. Brendan Lowe in the fifth spot's a lefty. Kevin Kiermaier in the ninth spot, who's usually pretty much in there for defense, is a lefty. Other than that, they're throwing all righties against Robbie Ray. So I like the Rays here, but at -135, I'm not sure on that. Maybe look through the -1.5 or I'm on at +140. Last game of the night has St. Louis in San Francisco. For the Cards, they are starting their righty, Miles Mikolas. And for the Giants, they're starting their righty, Logan Webb. You can get the Cards +120. You can get the Giants at -140. Total here is 7. I would look to the over, but it's at -120. You can get the under at +100. San Francisco is obviously a pitcher's park. Webb's been pitching well. Mikolas is actually off to a decent start. I'm not on this game. I guess I'd probably lean to the Giants. But at -140, I'm not going to be that. The run line is -1.5, +160. I'm definitely not going to be on that. So really only looking at a few games tonight, looking at Colorado on the run line, -140, looking at the Jays on the run line at +108, and the Houston on the run line at +138. I'm not always a big run line guy, but just some of these straight up money lines are a little too large for me to back in Major League Baseball. So, three games, Colorado -1.5 at +140. I've got the Jays at -1.5, +108. And I've got Houston -1.5 at +138 is the numbers I think I found. So, decent size slate. And next up is we have four NHL playoff games. They move into their second game in each of these series. We get the Rangers hosting the Penguins. The Penguins won the first game 4-3 in a very exciting, if you stayed up for it, triple overtime game. You can get the Pens on the money line at +140. You can get the Rangers -160. Total here is 6. I would lean to the Rangers to bounce back, but can't take them at 160. I think there might be some value in Pittsburgh at 140, but if the Pens are really going to go in and sweep the Rangers, especially with Shesterkin and net, I don't think so. So stay away from me here. The next game has the Capitals, who also went on the road and shocked Florida with a 4-2 win in the first game of their series. You get the Caps at plus 230. You can get the home Florida Panthers at minus 280. The total here is 6.5. Scored 6 goals in the first game. I would lean the under here. You can get the under at plus 120. That's a nice price. So if anything, I would lean the under. I like Florida again. I like Florida in the first game. I didn't bet it, luckily. But a minus 280, just too much delay for me. Third game of the night is Nashville, still in Colorado. Colorado won the first game. Take a 1-0 lead, 7-2. And I don't see much changing here, nor do the sportsbooks. You can get the Preds at plus 290. You can get the home Avs at minus 370. Total here is 6.5. First game went to 9. Over 6.5, I see it about minus 130, minus 135. The under is plus 115, plus 118. I can't touch that over-under. Does it go over again? Sure. Could the Preds put up 4 or 5 goals? Sure. Could they shut Nashville out? Sure. So 6.5 is a little tough number for me to pick. Final game of the night is Dallas in Calgary. Calgary won the first game of the series 1-0. You can get the underdog Stars at plus 195 here on the money line. You can get home Calgary Flames at minus 235. Total here is 5.5, the lowest total of the night. I would lean to the under. I see it around minus 105, minus 103. First game was 1-0. Not so much because of the first game. Calgary does have a very strong, high-powered offense. But Dallas is a good defensive team. And you get a road game in the playoffs, they're going to be playing extra. They're going to have an extra focus on defense, not that teams don't always. But I could see this being another low-scoring game. 5.5. If it were 6, I'd be on the under for sure. At 5.5, although it's at around minus 105, I would probably lean there. So not a lot, no action right now for me. If anything, I would lean the Washington-Florida game under 6.5, and I would lean the Dallas-Calgary game under 5.5. But a stay away from me. So that's it for the boards today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you have some action out there. If you are looking for another sports book, I recommend our buddies at mybookie.ag. When you go there, use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses. And also, if you already haven't figured or haven't got to these guys yet, for any men out there, I highly recommend you go into manscaped.com. where you can use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, at checkout for 20% off your order and free shipping. And just to get back to what I talked about to start, if you don't have our wager pass yet, go to our Sports Ethos website and just check out some of the options. For $15 a month, you can get access to all our handicappers, NBA, MLB, NHL. You get a lot of tennis action there right now. And fantastic input every day. We've got multiple plays in there. As I said, in the month of April, we had a great month in the MLB. We're up 10.36 units, NBA up 28.26. Our tennis group was positive, and our Aussie Rules football was positive. So we had a good month. Pretty proud about that. It's a very reasonable price, 50 cents a day, basically. And you get access. You also get access to our Discord, which I think is our hidden gem here at Sports Ethos. All the sports I just mentioned have a different channel in the Discord. You can go in there. You can talk with some of our handicappers. You can talk with other people. Or you can just kind of read the reviews. It's not a massive, constantly, 50, 60 people talking. It's a handful of people having good chats, what they think about a game before. Maybe one game's going on. If you're in the props, there's a lot of information there. We have a separate channel for Thrive if you are playing at our partners at Thrive Fantasy. And in-game wagering, especially in the NBA playoffs, there's a ton of potential for in-game plays. When someone goes up, it's such a game of runs. When someone goes up, someone goes down. So there's lots of conversation in our Discord in-game as well. So I highly recommend you check out our ethosfantasy.com site, our wager pass, $15 a month. And when you get in there, get into our Discord. Again, you don't have to chat in the Discord, but you can see lots of fun conversation going on. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the breakdown. Hopefully you have a successful night on the boards, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.